भगवद गीता 1.38 कथम न ज्ञेयम् अस्माभिः पापादस्मान् निवर्तितुम् कुलक्षय कृतम् दोषम् प्रपश्यद्भिर्जनार्दन। अर्जुना इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ हिज रीजनिंग फॉर नॉट वांटिंग टू फाइट द इमिनेंट कुरुक्षेत्र वॉर। He has said, what good can be there in killing relatives? We will get so much sin. And to the question that if you don't kill them, they will kill you. He says that they are blinded by greed, but we don't have to be blinded by greed. And accordingly, he is saying over here, katham na geyam asmaabhi. Katham, how can we, when we know geyam asmaabhi, all of us, when we know that papadasman, that we know that this is a sin. What is a sin? Kulakshaya krutam dosham. That destroying our own dynasty is a great sin. It's a grievous sin. And when we know it is sin, nanivartitum. How can we not give it up? How can we not cease from it? Prapashyadbhir janardana. When we can see that it is a sin, prapashyadbhir. So here, Arjuna is saying that in the previous verse, he has said that they are blinded by greed and so they cannot see the great sin. But we are not blinded like that. We can see. And therefore, how can we act at the same debased level that they are acting? So Arjuna is taking the higher moral ground over here. And saying that we shouldn't stoop to the level of the evil Kauravas. So, he's saying that we should not respond to evil by evil, which is a valid argument. But what he is not recognizing and what Krishna will instruct him through the Gita is that Krishna's response is not responding evil with evil, but Krishna is inviting them to respond to evil by establishing dharma. And whatever it takes to establish dharma, they should do. So, whereas Arjuna is thinking that we will be acting at the same level of the greed, wanting to possess land, we will also become lobhopahata chetasaha. We will also become blinded by greed if we decide to fight for the kingdom. Here Krishna is telling them that no, that will not happen because you will be working at a higher level of consciousness. You will be working at the level of understanding that you are working for me. You are a soul and a soul's dharma is to serve Krishna, and to, especially if the soul is a nakshatriya body, then that dharma is to act as on behalf of Krishna to establish the rule of dharma in the world. And so you are fighting not to regain the kingdom just for your own sake, not for the sake of your greed for kingdom, which you don't have actually. You are fighting to establish dharma so that everybody can, all of your citizens can also be situated with the help of a dharmic king. Citizens can be situated in the path of dharma. All this will be revealed later. And understanding this higher revelation will change Arjuna's perspective completely. But at his level, right now, he is making a reasonable argument that we should not, just because others become greedy, that does not mean that we become greedy. Just because others become angry, that doesn't mean we become angry. Now, that doesn't mean that we always remain passive. That when others are angry and they want to trample on us and exploit us and destroy us, that doesn't mean, not becoming angry doesn't mean that we passively accept whatever injustice is meted out to us. But rather, we respond to anger appropriately. Means whatever is the best way to rectify the situation, set the situation right, that we do. So, prapashyad bhair. So, in this world, many times, people in general act sinfully. act viciously, act maliciously. So at such times, the impulse within us will be very strong to hit back the way we get it. And in some cases, especially for Kshatriyas, taking assertive action may be necessary. But that does not mean that we have to stoop to their level in consciousness. We can still remember our spiritual identity, our spiritual purpose, our spiritual connection with Krishna, and act in the light of that spiritual truth. So, prapashyat bhair. We should be able to see with the eyes of knowledge and act accordingly. In general, the anarthas blind us to everything except the object that attracts us. And in this way, when the anarthas blind us, we are left with nothing but misery because of the anarthas. And when we are left thus with misery, the only thing we can do is cry out, beg for succor, beg for help, and we get nothing in return unless we actually rise to a higher level of consciousness. Otherwise, anarthas keep us entrapped. And the way out of that entrapment is by connecting with Krishna, purifying ourselves, raising our consciousness. So, for example, in this world, hatred can never be ended by hatred. As it is said in the Bible, hate not the sinner, hate the sin. So now, when we say hate not the sinner, doesn't mean that the sinner is not to be punished. It simply means that the sinner is not made the object of hate. Whatever is required for the correction of the sinner, that has to be done. Sometimes that may require punishment. Sometimes if the sinner is repentant, that may require forgiving. Whatever it is. But the important thing is that we don't let others' misbehavior cause similar misbehavior within us. We act according to our principles, remembering prapashyat bhair, by seeing reality. You know, if we go to a mental asylum and the person in the mental asylum starts screaming and yelling and shouting profanities at us. Now, whatever that person is speaking may be very cruel and hurting. And now, when we are hurt like that, we may also want to hurt that person back, and we may also start hurling profanities. But then, if we just pause, check our impulses and think, then we'll realize, oh, this person is maddened. And my responding in a similar way, is it going to actually help this person? Is it really worthwhile for me to take what he's saying seriously? So like that, similarly, the anarthas madden people in this world. And when they are mad, they do all sorts of crazy things, including hurt us. Now, of course, if the madman is attacking a visitor who has gone to the asylum for some work, then the madman has to be checked. And the madman may also have to be regulated and disciplined and restrained and maybe even punished. But the point is, the guards of the madman and the guides of the madman, they are meant not just to descend to the level of the madman and start acting like that. Rather, they are meant to act in such a way that they protect themselves and protect the madman and try to help that madman recover. Similarly, when in this world people are blinded by anarthas and they act in crazy ways, that does not mean that we also become blinded and we act similarly. Rather, we prapashyat bhair. We keep our vision and our wit with us and we respond appropriately by doing whatever it takes to keep ourselves on the path of dharma, on the path of spiritual illumination, on the path of devotional liberation, and to help others as much as possible on that path, including those who are actually blinded by lust. So for Arjuna, the path of dharma meant fighting against Duryodhana and the Kauravas because they had shown themselves to be incorrigible. and his fighting would not be to merely grab kingdom as the Kauravas had done. His fighting was by the will of the Lord to help in the re-establishment of dharma. And all this will be revealed in the Bhagavad Gita as it moves onwards. Thank you.